The 24th chapter of Matthew. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for the shown him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, Ye see ye not these things? Verily I say unto you, thou shalt not be left one stone upon another that shall be thrown down. And as he settled upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us when this thing shall be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceives you. For many shall come in my name and say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of rumors of wars, and shall see ye trouble. For all of these things must come to pass, but yet not the end. The end is yet not. For all the nations shall rise against nations, and kingdoms against kingdoms, and shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in great divers places. And there shall be beginnings of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up unto be affected, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offered, and shall betray one another, and shall hate another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because of the iniquities around, the love of the many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, as the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world, and witnesses unto the nations of all shall all the nations and shall come in. And when ye shall see the abomination of desolate spoken by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whose wrath made him understand, then let them which in Judea flee unto the mountain, and let him which is on the housetop not come down, and take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that give suck in the lower unto them that give suck in the last days, and give suck in the last days. But pray ye therefore yourself and fight in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then a great tribulation such as was not seen in the beginning of this world to this time, neither ever never shall be. And except these days be shortened, there shall be no flesh be saved. But for the very elect's sake, these days shall be shortened. And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, and there believe it not. For there shall arise a false Christ and a false prophet, and shall show great signs and wonders, in much that it is very possible they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I tell you before, wherefore if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go ye not forth. Behold, he is not a secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the eastern sky, even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever calls careless is, there will be the eagles be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heavens, and the power of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the Son of Man in the heavens. And then shall the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall all see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with the power and the glory, great glory, and shall send as an angel with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather the elect of the earth from the four winds, from the end of heaven to the other. And now learn, if possible, the parable of the fig tree. The wind his branches is tender and putting forth leaves. Ye know that the summer is nigh. And I'm going to take my text from immediately after the tribulation. Shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, nor the stars from heaven shall fall, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. The power of heaven shall be shaken. And I'm speaking on the final shaking. They say that the earthquake across the earth comes many earthquakes. Well, he said there would be earthquakes in divers places. There would be earthquakes all about. There would be in divers places where there haven't been no earthquakes before. You would find earthquakes and it was earthquake from the 15th century to the 14th century, and the great earthquake of 1906 But the 1811 earthquake comes. The 1811 earthquake was greater than the 1906 earthquake that hit California. The earthquake of the 1811 started in Maverick, and it shook from Maverick to Florida, on to Ohio, past Missouri, and was shaking the Mississippi River, sunk 9 to 3 feet on each side of it. It changed the course of the mighty Mississippi, and it was a great earthquake. Some gathered together on their knees and said Gabriel must be blowing the trumpet. They were preparing themselves, and it was a shaking. And then in 1906, California, the day was April. It was April the 19th, 1906. April the 19th was when the great earthquake hit California. The great earthquake. But April the 18th, Los Angeles Times first reported that the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, was poured out on Azusa Street. The very next day, April, the final shaking come. The great California earthquake hit the earth. God said that there would be earthquakes in divers places. Rumors of wars and wars upon wars. But God said, will I not shake heaven and earth, but I'll shake it again and again and again. And there has been divers and divers earthquakes in places, and rumors of wars and wars upon wars until the battle of Armageddon comes. And there are going to be false prophets come. And there are many false prophets in the world today. There are many that come. And one of those prophets came in 1988 and was given 88 reasons why Christ was coming back in 88. They were given excuses of why he didn't come back in 88. And then in 1844, there stood a man that started the Seventh-day Adventist Church and the Jehovah Witness Church in 1844. What did he do? Christ is coming. Come with me to the mountain. What did Christ say? He said, go neither to the mountain or to their chambers, neither follow them. Follow them not, lest ye be deceived. The very elect could be deceived, lest he stays put, and stays put with the word. And if he goes out and he don't seek God for the visions that God's going to give them. He said, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Their sons and their daughters shall prophesy. Their old men shall dream dreams. In the latter times will I pour out my spirit. But he said, be still. Be still and wait. Go and tarry until the Holy Ghost comes, until you are endued with power from on high. But tarry ye and seek for the Holy Ghost. So so that you won't be deceived. And let the Holy Ghost guide you into all truth. For that, when the Holy Ghost comes and guides you into all truth, then you got to get into the Word and seek God's face for revelation. You can't get your revelation on a golf course. You can't get your revelation anywhere else. You got to get it in the book. And you got to get in the boat. Because everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And everything that is there will be shook. For straight is the way, and narrow is the path that leadeth to salvation, and few thereof that find it. For God is not mocked. He said, I'm not mocked. And I'm not slack concerning my promise. Though some men count slackness. Jesus said, for I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and Jacob. And God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. He's going to shake this earth until he does the final shaking. But he's preparing to get a church together which will be a perfect church in his sight that will walk in his revelation. A remnant out of every number of church that will get in the book and seek the Lord for the revelation. But if you don't get it, the UCP, United Pentecostal Church, don't get in the book and study the book, they ain't going to get no revelation. And then they wonder where their preacher gets their revelations that's preaching, that's seeking God and getting in the book. Get in the book or you'll be deceived. Get in the book. Are you going to be deceived? Get in the book. And don't go fighting against a church fighting against this church. And a church fighting against that church. And this denomination fighting against this denomination. Get in the book. Don't worry about that denomination and this denomination. Get in the book. Don't worry if you carry a fellowship card with this and then this and then this and then this. Those fellowship cards are nice to have, but get in the book. Don't worry about all those studies, because them studies ain't this book. You don't need those books. You don't need those books. Those books are just filling your head with a bunch of stuff you don't need that's weighting you down, and it's weighting you all down. You don't need but the Bible. What happened to the old-time preachers that just preached the Word? Let them preach the Word. Don't preach out of some book or tell some sad story about a dog dying. Preach the book. Preach the blood. Preach the cross. Preach the cross, because if you don't bear the cross, you can't wear the crown. If you don't wear the cross, you ain't going to wear the crown. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to bear a cross on this earth before you're going to wear a crown in heaven. And you can get your jewels and your stuff straight, because you got to get right. Because God is getting His church ready for knowledge of the book. and the seeking of the knowledge. And God's got His servant that's preaching that gospel. God's got a servant that's preaching His gospel. He's got other servants. He's got Bishop Larry T. Smith in El Campo that's trying to preach His gospel because he's been on his face before God and preaching the Word of God. And he keeps saying, listen, listen, I've got the revelation because God gave it to me. That's why the devil is fighting. That's why the devil's fighting mad. I've seen him fighting mad, so mad, and I've seen him come against that El Campo church more than one time. I've seen him coming through another church to attack that church, and he attacked the little colored preacher that happened to be an evangelist. And they made fun of that little colored preacher. Well, let me tell you, that church split into six churches, and that none of those six churches is in existence to this day. Why? Because God was bringing revival to Brother Bill Snow. God was bringing apostolic, one God apostolic revival to El Campo. And El Campo having revival. But it didn't come easy. It come through prayer. It come through seeking God. It come through 24 hours. Somebody, Brother Snow said, go to the church. Work around the church. Work, work. Well, Brother Snow, you're churching us to death. Brother Snow said, praise God, I'm going to go on to church. If I'm churching you to death, and he said, if I'm charging you too much, I'll pray God cut your wages in half. Because God will bring revival, whether He got you or whether He got me. He'll reach out and go get a drunkard off the street and have revival with the drunkard. He'll get a prostitute. He don't need anybody. Because He's already got everybody He ever needs. And God don't lose anybody. God don't lose nobody. Because what He has in His hand, none shall pluck them out. Stand on the Word. Don't worry about what Dr. Billy Graham or what Disson says with their theology books. Read God's Word. The Word. And be ye the Word. Study the Word to show thyself approved. A workman, not shamed. And the Bible said, beginning with the 41st verse of that 24th chapter, and this is what's going to happen with that final shaking. There's going to be a woman at the meal, and one's going to be taken, and the other one's going to be left. One taken, and the other one left. And the other one's going to be standing there talking, and she's going to go right up. People going to be in the graveyards, visiting the graveyards, and there are going to be great big holes in the ground. The grave's going to go, boom. The final shaking, boom. They're going to come up. They're going to come up out of the ground. Like the song say, ain't no grave going to hold my body down. Ain't no grave going to hold my body down. And the trumpet's going to sound, and the dead in Christ going to rise first. And we that are alive will be caught up, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But I believe, as God has said, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. there's going to be not only just graves opening up, people going to miss their animals. Animals going to disappear. God always took care of His animals. Your animals going to disappear. Newspaper, millions of people missing. Animals missing. And those animals got a place of rest, Dr. Bill Graham. They don't just die when they're dead. Those animals have a place that God had prepared for them. God told Brother Lot, when you leave this city, before he ever left, God told Lot, get your animals. God told Noah, I want you to get two of every kind of animal. God said, Noah, get those elephants over there. Get those camels over there. Get all of these things. I'm going to cause a shaking in the earth. And in just a little while, I'm going to destroy this earth by water. And the thunder began to come. And Noah says, Lord, I got to get these unicorns. Two of these tigers. Two of these snakes. Two of these skunks. All types of animals. Animals, two dinosaurs. Two Trichosaurus, all of the animals of the earth. See, there were dinosaurs in Noah's day. There were dinosaurs, and there's dinosaurs in their day. They've always been with man. Scientists are finding new species of dinosaurs that has been that can be traced back to the earliest dinosaurs, descendants, like the mammoth elephant and the big bird that is in Africa that has been identified as the pterodactyl. And all this stuff came about into the ark. And God said, they asked Jesus, show us the sign of your coming. And Jesus said, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he comes, he's going to shake the earth just like he did. Just like he did in Sodom and Gomorrah, he shook the earth and called fireballs from heaven, and it came and burnt the earth. And God is going to destroy this earth by fire and brimstone. Just like he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. God said, I shook the clouds to let Brother Noah get them animals. Brother Noah got them. He preached and only 8 souls were saved. Shem, Ham, and all of Noah's sons and his daughter-in-law, 8 righteous souls were saved. Now, we got to go to prepare you ready for that rapture. And I mean, you got to obey this scripture, or you ain't going to get in that rapture. You got to obey this scripture, lest you don't go in that rapture. Because you got to obey the gospel. And I don't mean the Roman, road gospel. Because there ain't no Roman the Road gospel, because that is a letter written to the church that's obeyed Acts 2.38. And I'm going to tell you that you got to obey Acts 2.38. You got to repent of your sins and be baptized, every one of you, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Episcopalians, whatever you are, Assembly of God, Charismatic, whatever you are, you got to repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For that promises unto your children, even as the Lord thy God shall call. And God is still calling, because the book of Acts Church is still going on. There's still people being filled with the Holy Ghost, because it is the acceptable time and acceptable day of the Lord. And Cornelius, also the Holy Ghost was poured on Cornelius and his household. Oh yes, Cornelius and his household begin to gather. Cornelius being an upright man, sent for one Simon Peter. And Peter said, I don't want to go there because he is a Gentile and he's unclean. And God put down this sheet, and it had ham on it, had all kinds of creatures that the Jewish people wouldn't eat, all kinds of meats. And the Lord said to Peter, he said, eat, Peter. And Simon Peter said, not so, Lord, for it is unclean to put into my lips. And anyway, Peter said, it's unclean. So, anyway, Peter was told to eat. And the Lord said to Peter, eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord. It's not clean. And the Lord said, what I have made clean, let no man call unclean. The Lord had to deal with Peter so that he could send him to Cornelius' household so he could preach the word of God. And when he preached the word of God, the Holy Ghost fell. And when he fell, they heard them speak with tongues, likened as unto fire. And it was floating tongues, like on the day of Pentecost. Everybody that got the Holy Ghost spoke in tongues. And everybody that ever gets the Holy Ghost is going to speak in tongues. And they got to get the Holy Ghost and fire. That is the baptism that John the Baptist came preaching. John the Baptist's disciples in the Ephesian church was there when Paul came, and he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And they said, we not much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And Paul said then, he counted there of how many there was of John's disciples. There were many of them. And Paul said, what were ye baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. And he said, John barely baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying, believe on him that should come after, which is on Jesus Christ. How do you believe on Jesus Christ? There were numbers, great big numbers of these Ephesian church. It wasn't just a little church that John the Baptist preached to. It was a lot of them. John the Baptist would call them snakes and vipers and hypocrites and Pharisees. And he called them all kinds of names. John the Baptist was an old rugged preacher that ate wild honey and locusts. He wasn't a nice man to look at. He wasn't a pretty man to look at. And he never took a bath. He probably stunk a little bit. But he went out into that desert. And he would spend days and days in that desert where there wasn't no place to clean up. And John the Baptist, he would get on that bank and those women probably held their nose of that day. But John the Baptist said, "You snakes and you vipers, who has warned you of the wrath to come? For the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and prepare ye the way of the Lord." He was a-shaking them because he was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if you can accept it, John the Baptist is Elias to come. He came in the spirit of Elias. And when I say unto you, thee wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. And if thou doest speak and warn, die in thine iniquities. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wickedness of his ways to turn from it, and if he does not turn from his ways, he shall die in his iniquities. But he that delivereth thy soul, and thou, poor old son of man, speaketh unto the house of Israel, thus saith, thou shalt speaketh, saying, if our transgressions and our sins upon us, we pine away, how should we then live? And say unto them, as I shall live, the Lord God, I have no pleasure in death of the wicked, but the wicked shall turn away from his ways of life, and turn ye from your evil, and turn ye, O house of Israel. And therefore, Son of Man saith, the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteousness, shall not deliver him in them day, in that day. And he shall transgress for the wickedness of the wicked. And he shall falleth whereby in the days that he turneth from his wicked ways, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. And the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. He was speaking to the house of Israel in its wicked ways. And the Lord said, turn from the wicked ways. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. And I'll answer their prayers, God said. I'll answer your prayers. I'll change your city. I'll change your schools. I'll change your families. I'll change your churches. I'll change your life. I want to change you up and down and make a new creature. I want to mold you on the potter's wheel. I want to take you and mold you again and again. And I want to break you because I want to shake you. Because I want to shake you because I want to get you ready for the final shaking. I want to get you ready for the final shaking that's going to come upon this earth. I want to get you ready for a church that's going to be perfect. A church that's going to be perfected. I want to get you ready. I want you covered with the white garment. I want you covered with a garment that's not stained. I want to cover you with the blood-bought garment. The Lord said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And the Lord was not just talking about outward holiness. He was talking about heart holiness. "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be." It's where your treasures lieth is in your heart. "And I require at the watchman's hands," because you got to take heed to the watchman on the wall. And those watchmen on the wall, God's got a watchman on the wall in every city. God's got a watchman on the wall, and he says, "Wake up, blow the trumpet in Zion, wake up, because I'm going to shake the earth. I'm not going to shake it once. I'm getting it ready for a final shaking. I'm going to shake it. I'm going to shake it. And anything that can be shaken, I'm going to shake it." God told Moses. He said, "Moses, as Moses went in the mountain to get those 10 commandments, God told Moses, tell my people not to come near this mountain, lest I consume them." Because God was quaking and shaking the mountain. The same God that come to love you is the same God that's powerful. He's a powerful God. He's a God that can destroy you. He's a great and powerful God. He is Jehovah of the Old Testament. And all power is given unto Him. For in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead body. And we are complete in Him. Isaiah 44 and 8. "Oh, hear ye Israel," he says in Deuteronomy 6 and 4, "Oh, hear ye Israel, the Lord our God is one." In Isaiah 44 and 8, he says, "I am the only God. I know not any. You are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? I know not any." He's the only God. And Jesus Christ was God robed in flesh. The flesh was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the earth. The flesh of Jesus was a sacrifice. And I tell you, you don't need no burnt offering sacrifices. You don't need no burnt lambs. You don't need no burnt goats. You don't need no burnt sheep. Because that's been done away with. That's been gone. That's done away with. Jesus Christ is the only sacrifice. He was the only sacrifice ever needed. And if you don't accept His sacrificial, then you're going to die in your sins. Because He's the only one that can pay the price. No animal can pay the price for your sins. No gold or sheep can pay the price for your sins. God is seen. In His time, He said in the end time that they would burn to the animals. They would go and do this. but they were blind. They were blinded. And the Jewish people were blinded and led into this animal sacrificial. But you need to come out from that, because the animals cannot save you. The animals cannot remit your sin. Only Jesus Christ can remit your sin. You got to get it covered under the blood so that you can get ready for the final shaking. The same spirit that be in Jesus Christ get in your mortal body, it will quicken your mortal body. And the final shaking is going to come as Jesus said it would, as it was in the day of Noah. They would be eating, drinking, and giving in marriage. Get ready for the final shaking, because God said, I'm going to shake this earth again. God is getting the church ready. A Holy Ghost, Jesus' name, one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, Holy Roller Church. One God, apostolic, tongue-talking, Holy Roller Church. And it don't matter whether it says First Methodist, or United Methodist, or First Baptist Church. It can still be a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, Holy Roller Church. Because that's what you got to get. You got to get in the full gospel. Because it's the gospel. Paul said, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to those who are lost. It's hid to those who are lost. And I'm talking about the Acts 2:38 gospel. I'm talking about the Jesus name gospel. I'm talking about the gospel that saves the drug addict. I'm talking about the gospel that saves the prostitutes. I'm talking about the gospel that can reach down and save an old drunk. I'm talking about the gospel that can save a homosexual, a prostitute, an outcast. Jesus went to the outcast, but the church won't go to the outcast, but the blood is going to be on their hands except they preach His word. The word's got to be preached in season and out of season. You got to preach the word. Don't worry about an old time preacher's books and camp meeting books from times past. Preach out of this book. The old book was good for Paul and Silas, and it's good enough for me. I'm not an educated man. I've not had no theology seminary. I've not went to any Bible schools. I just got the book. I just got the book. Get in this book and preach it. You don't need no CTLs, GTLs, or MTIs. Get in the book. Get in the book. Like Brother Smith from El Campo says, get in the book. United Pentecostal Church, United Pentecostal Church International, get in the book. Methodist Church, get in the book. Baptist Church, get in the book. Assembly of God Church, get in the book. Because I tell you, there's Assembly of God preachers right now that's getting in the book, and they're getting a hold of this one God apostolic message, and they're being kicked out of the Assemblies of God because they're preaching the truth. There's Baptists getting a hold of this one God apostolic message,
Get in the bus! Come and get in the boat! Get in the boat!